This is tape two, side one, of an interview with L.I. on November 4th, 1984, with Josie Fisher.
Her family, who was in such a high situation and around the king, their political believing was not an anti-Semitic, clear, overtly anti-Semitic one.
They were friends with the King Carol.
Yes, mm-hmm. And that was about Manu. This man was, for time to time, the first minister, and he was the liberal government. I don't know how to say. But we have to know also that in that time, the Jewish youngster couldn't enter in the universities. That in that time they were very few engineers and they were not hired. They were hired, very few of them, to the railway, that is the railway from Romania, the trains, these kind of things, very few engineers.
This was under and King Carol, or this was after?
Yeah, under King.
Under the
yes.
King.
Yes, and that was on the in the old kingdom, because Romania, the real part of Romania, always being with a Romanian government, was the old kingdom, that was Muntenia, so named, and Moldavia. Mm-hmm. And Oltenia also, and some parts. The other part was here from some time under Hungary, some time under Russia, and it was also Dobrogea, who was not completely to Romanian all the time, sometime to Bulgarian.
Tell me then,
and in the medical school was what you said before, a sort of report, how to say, it was named numerus clausus.
Mm-hmm.
Only 20% were allowed to enter.
Now, you applied to medical school
in what year?
This is much later.
No, much later.
This is much later.
First of all, in 90... when was that? When was at the government a writer and Alexandru Cuza? They were anti-Semitic and they promised anti-Semitic rules, and all Jewish people was worried about, and all they began to speak about all sort of crazy things, going to Palestine, eventually going to Mexico, going to other places.
Did your family talk about leaving?
Oh, yes. My father came. We shall go out from this country. It's awful for Jewish people. We shall go out. But after that, his boss, the Jewish one, and even the German one, told him, you may stay. He was a very good worker and very, how to say, fidel.
Faithful.
For he was a very good worker, and he was the first to come, the last to go, and
so
then
they calmed him down about leaving.
That will not be so much, and really it was not so much, because they have not the king was more powerful than them, and this government didn't take too much power, but only some months, I think. That was Goga Cuza.
Did Cuza's government affect you in any way, or was this a relatively
that affect that all of a sudden some colleagues of mine came to school. We have a big coat that was the uniform, and on the uniform they have a Hakenkreuz.
The
Hakenkreuz, the German Kreuz, the cross, the crook, how to say, the crook cross?
The stick, the twisted cross.
Twisted cross.
Yes.
That is in German, Hakenkreuz.
Mm-hmm.
And we begin to see that.
Did all of the children wear these?
No, because it was not masked.
The swastika.
Yeah. It was not, you know, that was from their own willing to do that.
The children.
The children. Mm-hmm. And you can understand immediately was their family will.
Well, at this time, they were teenagers, right?
Yeah. Were teenagers, mm-hmm. right. But in that time, our teenagers was not so, in that time, was not that the teenagers are right here. They are not so developed in their meaning. They were more modest and they have to learn. It was another.
They were less mature than
they
the
were
teenagers.
Less by their own. They were very dependent on their parents, and the education was such that they have to do what their parents want from them to be done.
So that what they
it
were
was
reflecting...
some sort of regulation, and that were reflecting their family thoughts and feelings, etc.
Okay.
In that time, it was a sort of movement and change in the person who was conducting our school, and came more people who was Kuzist oriented.
And what?
And the atmosphere.
Did that have on
the
you?
Atmosphere was we don't need so much Jewish people, and the was more strict. The teachers were very interested not to give good scores and eventually to put out from the school Jewish people.
They were trying to get you out by giving you lower grades.
Yes, that was that was clearly in the class. The position of those teachers. They are, some of them were really involved in that politic.
What about the ones who were not involved? Were they under pressure to do the same thing?
Somehow. They have had this attitude. They had good words for you, that is to say, yes, you have had a good answer, and the score was little, or something like that, you know.
Perhaps they feared for their jobs if
they
did not cooperate.
Yeah, sure, that could be.
Were any of the girls that you knew actually let out of the school during this period of time for these low scores that they were given?
For the low score? Not for the low score. It was me who came. I was ill in that time. They didn't know. I have had a fever, and they didn't know what I have. And my father was very upset of that. And instead to go to made my papers done at the right time, you know, for the new year, he went a little bit later. And they give to my father the papers to go out from school because I was not in time. But you know that she is
your prize student.
Your student.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. You are late. We put others. All our position are filled. That is... something but it doesn't matter. And I have that year, I have to stay home and to give the exams in a school that does exist for children who couldn't go to school day by day.
When you talk about papers, you mean the original registration
papers
in the beginning of the year?
Yes, my papers were there. But, you know, you have each year to make a new registration.
So they didn't accept you at all as a student
in
the school?
Yes,
because your father came and you were ill.
Came later, a little bit later. But my father said she was ill, and mm-hmm. I couldn't think that... You having that student all those years, and year after year she was in your school, and she is in your school, you know her very well.
What?
Why to oh, this secretary, she didn't want to be herself. It was a new director.
Oh, she blamed it on the director, the secretary.
No, no. The director blamed on the secretary. Ah. And she stated, you know, I didn't know that where the paper. We saw that you took out her papers. Ah. You can see her paper. And after a while, they did so for a drawing, and my papers were there. Absolutely clearly.
How old were you at that time?
I was 14, I think. Mm-hmm.
So you had to study at home that year?
Yes, I studied. I got my exams. That does exist, that rule, for many. And there were some families who had her children at home with other teachers, I don't know, and they are taking only the exams. And I took the exams. And when I went back for the new year, I went to another school because I told to my father I never will go back to that school. Never, ever.
What kind of school did you go to then?
It's some sort of the same.
A similar school. A private Romanian.
A private. Mm-hmm. No, it was a state.
A state.
That was not. I was in private only in the elementary school.
Okay.
It was a state school. Mm-hmm. All the time, it was the biggest because that school had the name of Queen Mary.
The second Lyceum or the first one?
The first Lyceum.
The first one.
The name of Queen Mary, and because of her, she came once in a year mm-hmm. with her family. That is to say, her daughter, who was the queen of Yugoslavia, and with her two children. And we have to make drawings to present to their children. And it was, that school has a hymn, what is a special song mm-hmm. for that. Mm-hmm. That was something. But it was another school, the same amount of importance.
Yes.
And I went there. Mm-hmm. And she took me. And it was a good thing when I went in that school because I met there one of my best friends. And I shall tell you about that best friend of mine. And there was something the same sort of. When
the same sort of treatment?
The same sort of teachers, the same mm-hmm. sort of dealing with colleagues, mm-hmm. the colleagues between themselves, the teacher with the children, and that was. But they put us out because after a while, after a year of learning there, they, with all their, they have bad feelings. The director, that director told my father, we shall lose some of our best people here, but we have no more rights to take Jewish children in our school.
Now, was this a state decision at that time
to
kick the Jewish children out of the
yes.
school? This was about 1938?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Out from school, I was in that time, I was going because my interest, I was going at the French library. You know, in Bucharest does exist, there's something else, that is a French ambassade. And in the French ambassade, it was a person, a very cultivated person, who gave conferences about painting and painters and school of painting, and it was very interested, and they have slides, and they were very technical in a good style to make these kind of conferences, and I used to go there, and it was a very cultivated man named Jean Mouton. Was also a library there to rent you books mm-hmm. as free library here. Mm-hmm. And I went to the library also. And I wanted from long time to read La Montagne Magique, Thomas Mann Montagne Magique.
And the Magic Mountain by Thomas Mann.
Yes. And the lady there, who was a very nice one, She told me she will be very aware, she is aware about that, and she will find that book for me. And when all this kind changed, and the political situation changed, Monsieur Jean Mouton, when he saw me and my cousin, we were both going there to have this, to hear that conference. I was alone in that day, and he took me. He stated to me, "Mademoiselle, I want to speak with you. Can you come in my office?" And I went to his office. I didn't know why he did that. And he told me, "You know, I know that you are in a state school right now." "No, I am not more in a state school." "Then probably you are Jewish." "Yes, I am Jewish." "Please understand us, please." And he told me many times, "Please understand us. You cannot come here anymore. We are not allowed to let you come here anymore."
The French embassy even was under jurisdiction. That was
in the French embassy, yes.
Because the French embassy then was dictated to by the Romanian government?
No. They were changed also. I don't know who was better or what was in there in that time. I cannot tell you. Probably their political, they have to do that to remain there in a good situation. Mm. More than that, I went, that was, and then I thought probably he did that to me because he was aware about whom? About the nice lady. The nice lady stated to me one day, "Oh, you know, I found your book. I shall give it to you." And she gave me the book. And I took that book so, and she said to me, "Oh, I have only one. Can you give me your ID card from school, from your school?" Uh-huh. "You know, I have not my ID card because I am not right now in school." "Oh, you are not. Uh-huh. Then," and she took then.
She took the book back.
I shall let you. One moment, I shall remind what she told me. "Ce n'est plus la peine." I shall never forget. "Ce n'est plus la peine de la prendre." "Ce n'est plus la peine," that is in English. You may not do that. It's not more worthy to do that, to take the book. She didn't wanted to tell me you have not the right to take it. She wanted to tell me in another way, to be nice to me. But she had to do that. And she said these words to me to understand whatsoever I can understand, but I understood that she cannot give me the right to read that book.
She said that it was not worthy of you to take the book.
Ce n'est plus la peine. Comment traduire? You can, it's not to for you to work on that. I don't know.
It's not
to
for you
translate.
To. It's not, the book is not worth.
Not, she doesn't want it to hurt me in mm-hmm. any way. Mm-hmm. She doesn't tell me that I am not sufficiently, because she fighted to found that book for
right.
me. She knew me for a while, for so many time I went there to take
so
books. And
she
to,
phrased it in such a way that
not
she,
to hurt me,
not to hurt you,
but to take the book back. That was.
It sounds like you met up with many Romanians who
she was
were,
not Romanian, she was French. I
she
think.
Was French.
Yeah.
With French and some Romanians as well who did not want to hurt you, but
yes.
under the law
yes.
had to follow certain
oh,
restrictions.
It was a phrase then I heard so many times. some of them came to me and said, you know, if all Jew will be as you are. And I wanted so much to ask them, do you think that all Romanian are as you are? Mm. That doesn't exist thieves or liars or something like that? Mm-hmm. It was awful to tell me something like that. But mm-hmm. they thought that is the best thing.
A compliment.
That is the best thing they can do to me. Mm. And in that time was something else. Also, I don't remember. No, it was later on. That was in that time. But it was a very bad thing. It was done in that time. We were put out of all schools. But it was not a law who was written in some newspaper. And we didn't know, and our parents didn't know in that time that we are not allowed to take classes in Romanian schools.
This was when you were about how old?
15.
Yeah. This was 1938?
Yeah, something
this
like
was
that.
1938.
Yeah, and...
There was no formal declaration that
yes.
you were not permitted in the schools.
It was somewhere, probably in some sort of ruling papers from rules, but we didn't know overtly. And then my father and other fathers went to a less important, less good school in some sort of... school for ladies. I don't know what it was.
Like a finishing school?
To finish that school, because mm-hmm. we have to do more 2 years or something like that to finish high school, mm-hmm. as is here named. And the men took for all these parents, it were some 15 or 20 or more than that, I don't remember. He took the money for the teaching for all the year, because my father came very happy. You are allowed to go all the year to take that class.
He paid in advance.
Oh, and he was not the only one who did that. And we went the first day in school very happy that we have a school. And was closed, and the man was in, and all the other parents who lost her money,
closed or closed to you?
Closed to us.
They barred you from coming into the door?
Yes, in the courtyard. They stopped us in the courtyard, and I remind that's the scenery, because he has to go out, the director who took the money, and all the parents were so irritated and angry and told him, you have to give us the money back if you doesn't take our children. No.
He just refused.
Who can do to him anything?
What did the parents do?
Nothing. We couldn't to go to where. If you were so stupid to give him money, thinking that school will be open to your children when the time the other school are not, that is the same kind of school. You have not the right to go in any sport, not the right to go dance, not the right to go swimming, not the right to go in the library, not to ride the to go in anywhere.
And what was your feeling about the action that your father and these other parents had taken? Did you feel that
they were stupid?
You felt they were stupid.
Yeah.
As at that time.
But at that time, at what time? At the time we were stopped to enter. Then we were. They said themselves they saw that they were stupid.
When your father said that he had paid in advance, you questioned it then, in other words.
In that time, no.
You didn't question
it?
I didn't know.
I asked him, you are right, because I felt in some way very badly than himself, At the time, they refused my entrance when I told you that he went later.
The year you were sick?
Yes, the year I was sick, he went later. I was very frustrated. Very, very frustrated with them.
Did you feel that your father had made the right move when he gave them the money in advance, or were you questioning it?
It was a question. I didn't want too much to go to that school, mm-hmm. but I wanted to go in some school to finish my learning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And after a while, because not we were out, but the teachers, the Jewish teachers from academic until downstairs, they were put out.
They were put out.
Even they were, and here is my best believing, many of them were Jewish with, despite their own feelings, they become Romanian Orthodox or something like that.
They converted.
They converted. But they converted only not because their feeling was that to have a better situation.
These are the teachers you're talking
about. And some of them were converted, some of them were not. And they remained with their Jewish name, but they were in academic teachers, that is, in universities. And they were put out. And
the Jewish teachers were put out. What about the ones who were converted? Were they
also all converted? Not converted. All of them.
So the conversion meant nothing.
That I wanted to tell, and that I want to tell all Jewish people for all over the world. You may convert not. In one time you will be sent, hey, you are Jewish, don't tell me that you are not, because your grandmother for I don't know what part was.
Hello.
You feel that none of the people in Romania who converted saved themselves in any way?
No, none. None of them.
Did they go by, did the Romanian government go by the German guidelines about Jewish background? And how many?
I think that they skipped, and they did more than German eventually taught them to do.
The Romanians did more?
More than that.
Why do you think that was so?
Because they always were anti-Semitic.
Do you think they were more anti-Semitic than the Germans?
No. No, not than the Socialist Party, that the Hitler's party. But I think that they were very anti-Semitic, and some of them have had some philosophical thoughts, sort of anti-Semitic philosophy. And others were only, you know, why that kind of people, some of them have more money than we have from time to time, you know, or they are more jewelry, because there are some Jewish people who want to be pushed and to be seen and to do all kind of things. There are some. I want to tell you something. I think I didn't tell you. I need to make some points here. Then all people were out, even from elementary school. They were out from all kind of public life.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not allowed to enter in some places, in concert halls, in dance, in sport, in public manifestation, and journalists were out from time before.
The journalists were.
They were not. That was one time I knew that from another friend of mine, for her father. They were not allowed to write in Romanian. They have to write in Yiddish. If they want to write in something, they have to write in Yiddish.
This is the journalists?
the journalist and the writer also, the poetrist, that novelist.
Could it be printed if it were written in Yiddish?
No, no one will take to print their works in that way. If they have some Jewish printing, that they are there.
But if they were writing for themselves, it had to be written in Yiddish.
From themselves? Mm-hmm. No, from myself. If I am writing you a letter, I can write you in Romanian. They cannot see that.
But even. When did they have to write in Yiddish? In what?
If they want to make a translation, if they want to have a newspaper to be
circulated,
or a book, or a novel, or a poem, or whatsoever, they have not the right to write in Romanian. That was in one time.
This was my question. If they wrote it in Yiddish, was it printed and circulated? You were talking about novels and poetry and newspaper.
But not by them. They can have some.
Somebody. If somebody could print it,